Hello, good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, sir, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jamal?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Jamal. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
I am, yes.
Okay. And sir, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Very likely to vote.
Okay. And in what year were you born, sir?
1994.
Okay. And, sir, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or in other race?
African-American.
Okay. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, extremely motivated to vote? Which of those options?
Extremely motivated.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
As far as what? Like, elaborate on that.
In general.
It depends. I mean, because that's a very vague question, because there's a lot of different aspects when it comes to, you know, you have the economy, you have infrastructure, you have there's so many different aspects when it comes to things. And
yes, in this case, in all aspects, in general, in all aspects.
I'd say in the right direction for the most part. There's just a few things where I believe there could be, there could be a little bit more things. I mean, like, for example, we have a very huge homeless problem here. That's something that could be fixed, but a lot of that has to be dealt with on the local level instead of on the federal level. That's more or less gonna take a little bit of effort when it comes to our county officials. But I mean, other than that, I mean, from when it comes to like your quality of life and whatnot that you have here, it's pretty much good compared to a lot of other places.
Okay, let me go ahead and have that noted down. And okay, now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. I'm going to start with the name of Anna Hernandez. Would you be very favorable with Anna Hernandez, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you have not heard of Anna Hernandez?
Say somewhat favorable. Some of her policies make sense, but there's other things where I'd questionable.
Okay. What about Kate Gallego? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable with Kate Gallego, or you have never heard about Kate Gallego?
Never heard. I don't have enough knowledge to really have an educated opinion on that.
Okay. What about Carlos Galindo Elvira? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of Carlos Galindo Elvira?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Marcelino Quiñones? Would you be very
favorable, somewhat?
No opinion? Okay, and what about Katie Hobbs?
Katie Hobbs, that's, heard of her before. We'll see, Katie, I would say somewhat as well. Like I said, I kind of tied back to my first my first answer to that.
Okay. And overall, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say I somewhat, because like I said, there are certain policies here and there are certain systems in place here that needs to be addressed, which I can kind of, like I said, I can go all day about it. I would say, just to keep it simple, somewhat. I'm very active in that space. So there's like, I feel very strongly about this, actually, when you mention that.
Okay. Thinking about the election in November, sir, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, if it were today?
I mean, I honestly am not sure, to be honest.
If the election were held today, and if you had to decide right now, so which one will you lean more towards, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I'd say just Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were from your area, and if it were Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, Martin Bridgman, Emilio Avila, and Marcinio Quiñones, for whom would you vote? For Michael Nowakowski, Hernandez? Okay. And how certain are you that you would vote for Anna Hernandez? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all? Okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. I'm going to read you a list. Starting with street road maintenance, public transportation, racial equity, water quality and supply, homelessness, climate change and excessive heat, housing cost, crime, jobs and economic development. From the list that I just read to you, which one of those is the most important that you for you in deciding your vote for city council?
I would say, well, honestly, racial equity. That just makes more sense. Everybody should have a fair shot to be able to do whatever they want to do. That's actually one of the biggest problems in this country, the fact that there's not really equity when it comes to that.
Okay. And, sir, now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. I'm going to start with the statement that reads, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Does that statement, sir, is it a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing a reason for you to support Marcelino Quiñones?
You see, so when you say that, though, that's very vague, because I can say, okay, I'm going to go fix this, but I need to know how. Like, you can say, okay, we're gonna lower taxes, right? But how are you going to lower taxes? That's what's going to kind of sway, like, my decision when it comes to that. And I think that's really the big problem. Like, that's just like a blank statement, and I don't know how it's going to do that. So I would say somewhat in a situation like that, because I mean, if you can tell me, okay, I'm going to do this and this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to implement A, B, and C. That makes a lot more sense than say, oh, I'm going to do this and not really have any backup plan behind that or any game plan of how you're going to do that. You know?
Okay. And what about the statement, sir, that reads, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police presence in Laveen. Does that statement, is it a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing,
absolutely
or not at all?
Absolutely not. Because I can tell you, being from New York City, policies like that actually spurred more problems than it actually did good. So I highly don't agree with that at all. I mean, that's going to cause a whole slew of, like, social issues that, you know, because the problem is when it comes to Phoenix PD, there's actually a huge investigation right now when it comes to the way how they discriminate within their department. So for you to say that you're going to deploy police in a specific neighborhood just because, that's a big problem. So if you're going to do that, you got to fix the department first before you decide just to police people, you know, because there's already a big human rights issue within the department, and now you want to deploy that on MSPP, where it doesn't make any sense at all, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah,
what about
that one?
Highly disagree, correct? Not at all convincing.
Absolutely.
And,
not.
Sir,
fix the department first.
What about the... Okay. And what about the following statement? It reads, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Does that statement, is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing, Reese? Yes, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason for you to support Marcelino for Phoenix City Council?
It's good for the economy, so I would say I somewhat agree on that one.
Okay. And what about the following statement? It reads, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs. Is that a statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason for you to support Marcelino for City Council of Phoenix?
That's somewhat convincing, but in an issue like that, once again, you have to address the root problem as to why there is so much homelessness in the city. You know, like, yeah, you can create programs to get people off the streets and whatnot, but that doesn't really address the root problem as to why this is even an issue to begin with. So, I mean, I would somewhat agree with the statement, but on top of that, there's a root cause to why we're here right now, right? So, you know, if we're going to address the root cause, then sure, that makes absolutely a lot of sense. But otherwise, it's just kind of all hearsay, you know?
Okay. Now, sir, let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first statement for Anna Hernandez reads, Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist on the City Council. Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason for you to support Anna Hernandez for City Council of Phoenix?
Absolutely. Yeah, because I mean that, you know, that solves... Of course, you know, once again, it kind of goes back to the how we're going to do it, right? But I would say somewhat convincing on that one.
Okay. And what about the statement that reads, Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of a crime. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little bit more convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason for you to support Anna Hernandez for City Council?
Absolutely, because like I said earlier, one of the big issues is, which, you know, kind of going back to what you were saying earlier about policies trying to deploy, you know, the department in certain areas, but you can't really do that until you fix the issues within the department. So I don't know if you live here in Arizona and you remember the George Floyd protest that happened a few years ago. I was very big in that thing, and the seeing the conduct from the police department in that situation. And now there's an active lawsuit as a result of that. And you can also see like a whole white page paper of numerous cases of discrimination that they've actually, you know, done within their department. You can't push to have a department protecting and serving a certain community and policing a certain community to reduce crime if the department is unethical to begin with. So if you're going to hold a department accountable, and if you're going to restructure, you know, people in power within the department to ensure that they're actually doing the right thing, then yes, that makes a heck of a lot more sense than just blindly, you know. So yeah, I agree. Just to make, like I said, I can kind of go all day about this. But yeah, just to make it.
So sense, that will be very convincing, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and what about the statement that reads, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason for you to support Hernandez for Phoenix City Council?
Absolutely, because what does the law have to do with, like, why are we imposing laws on what people can do in that regard? That doesn't, like, does that reflect any sort of, like, does that even reflect the fabric of what our country is based on, you know? So, yeah, I would agree on that one. No?
Okay. And what about the statement that reads, Anna believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing of a reason for you to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council?
Thank you. Elaborate on that, please.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and read it out to you again. It reads, Anna believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents. Is that very convincing?
That is convincing, but once again, it comes down to the how we're going to do that. So, you know, when it comes to one of the biggest things you want to, if you want to address that, then address how we zone things here. You know, there should be no reason why we are the fifth largest city in the nation, but you have most of the city is zoned for single family housing. And then we complain about water issues and whatnot when we should actually be pushing more towards multifamily housing, and we should be pushing towards maybe densing the city as opposed to continually just building out. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So, yeah, whatever.
So that would be somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and note that down.
We constantly complain about this, but at the same time, there's a subdivision going up like every so often because people want to live in single-family homes, where the reality is if we actually push towards zoning, you know, certain zoning laws and whatnot, that could, you know, yeah.
Okay. And after hearing, sir, more information, what I just read to you, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelo Quiñones and Anna Hernandez, for whom would you vote? For Marcelo Quiñones or Anna Hernandez? And finally, I would like to just ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I don't identify as any, I don't lean with any It's just basically who's doing the right thing at the end of the day. That's honestly one of the big problems when it comes to, you know, this climate. You know, everybody is so divisive based on a certain, like, party or whatever they vote for, when it really comes down to who's doing the right thing for the goodness of people. So it's like, I don't really identify with any specific side. It's like, who's working in the best interest of the people? That's who I'm leaning with. Whether it's a Republican, whether it's a Democrat, or whether it's someone independent, it's just, what are they doing to, you know, ensure that people are able to have an equitable existence? You know, people are able to exist here. You know, people are able to have equality. People are able to have equity when it comes to certain things. And what are we doing for the good of people to ensure economic success for everyone? That's what makes the most sense to me.
Okay. Do you think of yourself closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party, or neither?
Like I said, that doesn't make any sense at all. You know, I don't lean to anything. It really comes down to, what are these people doing for the benefit of everybody? That's what matters to me. I don't care what side they are on. What are they doing to ensure everyone is able to exist, you know, and have an equitable existence here? You know, just what are we doing for the goodness of, like, the public, right, or the public interest? That's what makes the most sense for me.
And thinking in political terms, sir, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college, post?
Business administration.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family, or family?
I rent.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes and by my supervisor, can I have your first name? Is it Jamal? J-A-M-A-L-L?
Yes.
Sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And do note and know that your opinions are very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, sir. And once again, thanks again for your help, okay?
Same to you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.